Part 24, Chapter 1. At the American mine site, day 92 had dawned, windy and cold. And then in mid-morning, 4 hours before the firing time, it had begun to snow. It was not too late for snow, but this snow was a heavy one. It came down in huge, soft flakes that swirled here and there in the wind puffs. Turl did not care. He was jubilant. This would be his last day on Earth. So far, things had gone smoothly. From sunup to the moment it started to snow, he had been outside, checking the wiring and cables. Almost lovingly, he had put a final polish on the firing points on the poles, the points which would change space and transport him once again to his homeland. He had a wonderful story all made up. He would come in with the tale of a mutiny, of a sellout to an alien race, and how he, Turl, fighting hard, had saved the company technology and was forced, alas, to use the ultimate bomb to make certain the company was not further betrayed. They would believe him on Cyclo. They would, of course, fire a camera back and check, but it would record a black smudge. Then he would retire, saying that the strain of it all had been too much. And one fine night, he would go to a cemetery and do a bit of quiet digging and become richer by 10 gold coffin lids and 2 billion credits that he would expose bit by bit, saying he had profited on the exchanges of the various universes. It was a perfect plan. He had been idling about for a few minutes, wondering when the Brigante special squad would come down from the mountains. He didn't like to stay outside. He hated this planet too much. But today, the breathe gas didn't seem to make him ill, and after all, it was a great day. And here they were, the Brigante special squad. They had their bundle with them, just as ordered. It was long and made to look like baggage. Just before the firing, Turl would open the end of it, and one of Snith's bodyguards would pop an air mask on it. And anybody seeing it would think twice about charging the platform. He told the special squad to just dump it on the middle of the platform and then stand by. Now, for the next step. Turl went back into the compound and got the small forklift he had had parked there in the corridor, got on it, and went into his office. It was really a toss-up whether he took the coffins first or the console. The coffins could stand the weather better. With a Brigante squad there, nobody could come up and steal them. They were too heavy. He paused for a moment, looking at his rug. There was a dust tread mark there. But then he thought he must have made it himself. His X mark was there on each coffin. With 4 rapid runs and very expert machine handling, he got the 4 coffins outside and dumped them on the platform, 4 trips. On each trip, he cautioned the squad to be alert and watch them.